The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in Richmond. Appreciate you checking us out on 910 The Fan or 105.1 on your FM dial. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you as always by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning, December 26th. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Hanukkah. I believe it's the second day of Hanukkah.
Okay.
I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. Two-man show. Two-man show today.
Two-man show. Boys behind the glass. We got Valdez today. We got Heavy Metal Chris hanging
morning.
Out.
What's up, boys?
We'll talk great football today on the show. Brian Baldinger is going to join us at 7:20. Mm-hmm. Always good to hear from Baldy. I believe he was at the last Commanders game, so we can get his perspective on the Commanders offense.
Oh,
Jaden Daniels, of course, coming off that 5-touchdown game. And for a lot of people, not me, It is fantasy championship weekend. Dave Richard will join us from CBS Sports for his last in-season appearance.
Yep.
You have lineup decisions, got to figure out what defense to play, whatever you have to do. Dave Richard, CBS Sports Fantasy Guru, joins us at 8 o'clock.
Yep. And there's a chance we'll talk to Joe Beninati in the 9 o'clock hour.
Of course, working on Joe B.
Voice of the Caps. Caps have been off all week. They don't play again until Saturday in Toronto. The NHL has been off pretty much all week. I think the last games were Monday. They were off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So, and today. So tomorrow, I think, is they get back together. But we'll try and get a hold of Joe B. On the 9 o'clock hour and talk to him about the cap season and preview that Toronto game.
How was your Christmas Eve? You had a bunch of people coming over to the house.
Yeah, it was good. It was long. I mean, it was a lot of prep, food prep, getting drinks together. And then more people showed up than I thought were going to come out to the house. So
it stressed you out?
It stressed me out. I was fine. I mean, I had a couple cocktails. I was fine. I just didn't eat that much because I was too busy getting, you know, making sure people got their drinks and got their food. But it was fine. I think the last people left around 9:30. They showed up, you know, open at 5. House was open at 5, and they showed up. The last people got out of there around 9:30, so it was fine. Didn't sleep great, but I slept early last. I got to bed early last night.
Oh, Christmas Day with a 7-year-old who's almost 8.
Oh, I bet.
She was waking up.
What time did she
wake up? Get up. Oh, she would have been down with opening presents at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
5 a.m.
Yeah.
We eventually moved out there at 7,
mm-hmm.
which sucked because I was up late. I didn't have to build too much. We got her big present was an electric scooter.
Mm-hmm.
That was easy to put together. It was basically in two pieces. It was like,
oh, that was easy.
Done.
Yeah.
Right. I think there was one other thing I had to put together, but it was pretty easy. We got her a reading chair for the room.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of those lounge chairs from Pottery Barn.
Right.
Didn't really have to do anything there.
Right.
So my wife sets everything up.
So you didn't have to stay out that late. That late on Christmas Eve.
No, but I ended up watching TV.
Is that what you did?
We don't have to wake up the next morning. I end up staying up late watching TV.
Yeah, I think I slept in until about 8:30 on Christmas morning.
But I was thinking about when you have a party, because you're known for in your house on a regular day, having your dustbuster and cleaning your kitchen all the time. Mm-hmm. Now you have a dog that probably sheds a little bit.
Oh, she definitely sheds.
So you're cleaning that. When you have people over...
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to have a big party on New Year's. Yep. I don't know how many people will come. Last year was like 50 to 75.
It's a lot of people. Yeah.
You know, some people stop and pop.
Uh-huh.
Some people stay. I'm the guy that is clearing the plates and taking them into the garage where we've got the recycle bin.
Yep.
And my wife is just socializing, having drinks, having a good time. And I feel like I'm working.
I know.
When you had all those people over, did you feel like you were working?
I was working, man.
Does your wife do it too, or is she the socializer?
Nah, she was social. Well, she made a big ziti and another pesto pasta dish, and she had some meatballs in the crock pot. So she had all the food prep going, and then so she was making sure everyone had the. It was a great setup. I mean, the food was right there in the kitchen table, and crock pot was on the kitchen counter. I went out and got 4 pizzas from my boys over at Rubino's, which is a great spot. Right near my house. So we had plenty of food, had plenty of drinks.
And then it's just buffet style.
Buffet style. And people brought, you know, some wine. And I had a ton of wine and cocktail stuff. So, she socializes. I mean, I socialize. But I'm just making sure people have their drinks. And then when it comes to cleaning up, if people are, maybe they don't know where the trash can is, I'll just take it from them and put it in the trash. And I'll take, you know, the trash can fills up quickly. So I'll bring it out to the garage as well. So, yeah, I felt like I was probably working 30% of the time.
Yeah, we didn't do anything after the Christmas Eve Mass.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to church at 4.
Right.
Had to get there around 3:15.
Right.
Because I don't know why. I think that they set up
because your daughter was singing.
Yeah, they set up certain pews for the kids.
Right.
And, oh, my God, there was a lady that came out like 3 or 4 times and said, could you guys please... like simmer down and, and nobody like paid attention because the mass started at 4.
Simmer down.
And everybody's there and people know each other and they're all talking to each other and stuff and the kids are going nuts. But after that, we ended up just going to dinner at a Coal Fire.
Okay.
Nice little restaurant in the Catlins.
Right.
And then after that, it was just chill. Wait till Isabella fell asleep. She fell asleep.
Do your thing. Right.
Then Jess set up all the presents. You know, she'd hid them around the house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you have a young one, they dominate Christmas.
Of course.
And my older
kids the days, bro.
Come over on Christmas Day, and Dylan actually went to church with us, which was an upset. That was upset central. But it was pretty chill.
Yeah. Yeah, we did the 3 p.m. children's mass at an Episcopal church right near my house. And we do that because the children's mass is shorter than the standard mass. It's about 35, maybe 40 minutes. And got out of there, went and picked up the pizzas, went home, got all prepped for the party. So it worked out, man. I can't believe it's over. And Christmas morning, all right, I woke up at 8:30. My daughters didn't wake up until probably 10. So we didn't start opening presents till 10:30, 11 o'clock.
But it's not like when they were young.
No.
They're in their 20s.
Right, of course. We actually opened presents for about an hour and then took a break and ate and then went back and opened the rest of the presents because they had a ton of presents. My mother-in-law came over and she brings them a ton of presents. She gives them big cash, too. They got big, fat checks from their mother-in-law.
That's nice.
And Santa Claus left them some cash in their stockings, too. They made a lot of money this Christmas. My daughters did. So, but, you know, yesterday was just... chill, didn't have to go anywhere, watch the games on Netflix, 2 blowouts, boring. I know Valdez is happy about the second one, but Valdez, how was Christmas, bud? Christmas Eve and Christmas.
Did you win any of your scratchers?
I won $13 on my scratchers. Nice.
Good job.
Number one, I feel like a glutton.
I ate a ton.
I mean,
I ate a ton yesterday.
I feel so awful because the food that you're eating, like you just can't walk past a plate of cookies and not eat a cookie.
Correct.
Or you walk past a dish of Skittles or M&M's or whatever candies are in there and you just have to take one. And the thing is, the food that you're eating, like, or munching on, just has no substance to it. So you're just munching for 2 days straight. So I feel awful. Like, just, I feel like I have a brick in my stomach from crab dip, cookies, just so much food.
Yeah. Same way.
And then
I had a ton of pizza yesterday. Leftover pizza.
As I was heading back home to watch the Ravens, I was reflecting on younger Valdez, and I was just thinking of how much of, like, when you're in high school and college, you're just a jerk as a kid, because you kind of take Christmas as like your, oh, I'm just going to get so much money. This is my time to get money, or get something I've been asking for that I can't really afford.
Mm-hmm.
And you just use it as a day that you just get stuff. But when you get older and you get more mature, you just kind of be like, you're like, man, why did I act like that as a kid? Like, why did I like ask my,
you take it for granted.
Yeah, you take have it perspective for... on your ride home.
Yeah, I had perspective on my ride home. And then, you know, when you're 37 and you spend time with your family and your brother, nieces and nephews and everything, it's like, well, this is the real meaning of Christmas.
Is
hanging out with your family, you know, getting your nieces and nephew gifts and seeing them all light up.
Seeing them smile.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did the electric scooter was not presented, and we left that in the garage for later in the day. And then at around 12:30, 1 o'clock, we said, hey, Isabella, can you get us bottles of water? Jess had made lunch, and we wanted to see her reaction, like she would just see it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She'd already said that it was the best day ever. She had the best Christmas, so this was like the cherry on top. She went in there. She didn't see it. We had to be like, hey, wait a second. Did you see what's past the refrigerator? Because we have a refrigerator a lot of people have refrigerators in their garage, too.
Right.
And so then she was really fired up, except it wasn't charged.
Oh, so she was trying to.
I had charged it from like midnight, and then it said that it needed to be charged for 12 hours. Ooh, and I guess I took it off the charger for a while because I had it inside and I put it in the garage. And
so it's
So then,
is it good now?
Yeah. You just had to charge it a little longer before it could go.
Right.
I don't know, but I was thinking about 17-year-old Valdez and just how he would use that basically. He would use Jesus's birthday as a payday.
Of course.
Yeah, I know.
That's the way it is. I mean, look, especially when you're younger, when you're really young, like Isabella, you write your list.
Mm-hmm.
You go see Santa. You present Santa with your list, and then you expect Santa. I mean, he's magical to give you everything on that list.
I know, but that's much more acceptable when you're Isabella's age or when you're a kid.
So you're saying you did that all the way through your teens?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, because they don't have any money then, and your parents are still providing you.
Yeah, but it's just you're kind of a jerk. I mean, to be honest, you're kind of it's not necessarily. It's just, you look at Christmas differently. When you're 17 as opposed to 37.
We started, I don't know if it's a new tradition, but when Kelsey and Dylan came over, we opened their presents. Now, they didn't have much because Dylan's big present, which is a huge present, is going to the UFC. That's in a couple weeks in L.A. And we'll visit Kelsey in L.A.
You're going to that.
We'll go to the UFC. All right. That's his big present.
Mm-hmm.
So really only got three other things for him.
Yep.
All from Dick's and just separated them out. There was no reason to get him anything else, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Kelsey's big thing is she wanted to flip her phone, change her phone.
Yeah.
And so I paid for changing her phone. So that's super expensive too. So it's like she got, Jess got her, different things, whatever.
But so she got the new updated iPhone?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
But one of Isabella's gifts was a game, kids version Family Feud.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up playing Fast Money.
Like
we would send each of us to the basement from time to time. Somebody would be the host. And then we would just see. I mean, we kind of skipped the game part. We did the game once where it was like the boys against the girls.
Yeah.
Because you have to have a host, right?
Top five answers on the board.
But then we just started doing, let's see who's the best at Fast Money. And you'd go downstairs.
30 seconds on the clock.
Exactly. Yeah. And somebody would feed you the questions.
That's funny.
It wasn't bad. You know what? It wasn't bad. Pass the time. Because those games were terrible, and we'll get into it in the next segment.
I got to tell you, Valdez, kind of what you're piggybacking off what you were talking about, and just kind of reflecting on the old days. I wasn't reflecting to when I was a kid or a teenager, But just reflecting on when my daughters were, you know, 8 and 6, 7 and 5, whatever.
Yeah.
And I would take a picture of them. They would sit on the top of the steps. We would say, hey, wait, girls, wait. We got to wait. Uh-huh. Santa came, blah, blah, blah. And they would sit on the top of the steps, and I would take a picture of them. Mm-hmm. And then I would video them coming down the steps, and they would be all excited, and they'd go crazy when they saw all the presents.
That's what we do.
So I do that every single year now. So they're 23 and 21, and I say, all right, girls, wait.
Still doing it.
And I say, sit on the top of the steps, and I take a picture of them, and then I video them coming down.
Nice. Now, did they complain? They go, Dad, come on. We're 24 years old.
The same reaction. What you need to put them. You need to turn that into a montage eventually. I know you're not good at technology.
I'm not good at that stuff.
But all of those videos you turn into a montage.
That would be
and
awesome.
You see it year by year.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, you know you should. Yeah, you should have somebody.
Now it's an eye roll. It used to be like fired up. Now it's like, come on, Dad. Yeah. Yeah.
You should find someone. You know what? I bet you Mar could do it if you send them all of the videos where it montages and they get older as they go down the steps.
Yeah, you're probably cool. Right.
We do the same thing. The crazy thing is, I think this is the last year that we can do it. Jess carries Isabella down the stairs. Mm. All right, she's 7. I don't know how much she weighs. Say 70 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and now her legs dangle like to the knees.
Right.
You know, she's growing too fast.
Yeah.
So the days of carrying her downstairs,
those are done.
When they are
next
young,
year, they're done.
They get so fired up once they see that first peek of all the presents around the corner. And the
but
Christmas
it makes
tree.
Me, but it makes me emotional because I'm just pondering life, and I'm not handling the passing of time very well. I mean, I've talked to you about this. I'm not. So when they're opening presents, I'm just thinking. I'm not really watching them open the presents and watching their reaction. I'm just kind of thinking back about the old days and how I wish I could get those back. And Christmases are hard for me, man. They just are. They get emotional.
It's also different for you and for me. We've lost our moms.
And that's another
thing. My dad hasn't been around for almost 18 years.
Right.
So that's a little different, but it's not that distant. It was about 4.5 years for your mom.
August 19th in 2019.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Cakes' birthday. My mom died on Cakes' birthday.
Yeah. It's different in that respect because I'm sure your mom, I mean, she had 2 granddaughters. That's it, right?
Correct.
That she was part of every
and
one of those Christmas
she was
holidays.
Over every single Christmas.
Yep.
She would stay over Christmas Eve. And yeah, so it's just hard, man. It's hard for me.
Anyway, we're beyond Christmas.
But it was good that we could just chill all day and didn't have to go anywhere because in years past, we would open presents pretty quick and then we'd go to my aunts or my uncles and then do a family thing there. But yesterday was just the family at the house. It was fine. And then the Netflix game started at 1. I almost forgot about the first one because we were opening presents up. And I said, well, what are we going to do the rest of the day? And I thought, oh, wait a minute. There's 2 games. So then I started watching the Kansas City.
And I like the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
I watched none of it. None of it. I actually put it up as the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day.
Yep.
Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. Put it out there before the show. You can vote at Junks Radio. Did you watch NFL, NBA, both, or neither?
Or did you just watch Christmas movies?
Right, that would be a neither.
Yeah, yeah. Christmas Story, watched that probably twice, Valdez. I did Christmas Story.
I do it once.
Yeah, I did it probably twice.
We did Family Man.
Oh, I love that.
Love Family Man.
I know, I completely forgot about that.
My wife hadn't watched it.
Did she like it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
You know, it gets you to like the verge of creepers.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree. Especially at the end.
Watching Family Man.
Especially at the end.
Yes.
Yeah. Believe me, I didn't need to watch an emotional movie to get me emotional. That came naturally.
All right, we're talking a lot of NFL on the show today. As I mentioned, Brian Baldinger joins us coming up at 7:20. We'll start getting geared up for the Commanders game against the Falcons. Dave Richard to help you with fantasy football at 8. It's Biss and JP hanging out here on the Junkies. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, you know, it's an Open Line Thursday today, Bish Bucks.
Yep.
Open Line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. Your chance to steer the show. You can talk about whatever you want. Fill us in on what you did for Christmas. Best gift you got. 800-636-1067. We got Heavy Metal Chris here.
Yeah, we didn't ask
Heavy
him.
Heavy Metal Chris, what's your Christmas like?
Yeah, how was it?
I got two little kids, and it's all about them. You know, I got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Oh.
So they were getting all kinds of stuff from Santa.
Yeah.
Drum kits? Do you have them becoming heavy metal heads?
Not drum. So my oldest is in piano lessons, but okay. We already have a piano. So we didn't do a lot of instrument kind of stuff. But, you know, there's all just... Honestly, I'm at the point where it's like the grandparents and like the aunts and uncles and everybody just kind of like buys them all the stuff. And it's like, you're buying some stuff here and there. But you, it's like, I feel like if like I'm buying more stuff for them, it's just more stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yep. I know.
But
that's just the way it is when they're young, bro.
Yeah, I know. They had a great, you know, seeing the looks on their faces and seeing how happy they were. We put the cookies out the night before. They were so excited to see, you know, Santa come and everything. So that was real fun.
Do you play Christmas music?
Yeah. So there's
So there's a soft side to heavy metal, Chris.
So there's actually it's kind of a tradition me and my partner Catherine have. So there's a guy on the college radio for Princeton University that runs a 25-hour Christmas special every New Year, like every Christmas Eve. He starts at like 5 or 6 in the evening and just runs it 24 hours, and it's all kinds of weird Christmas songs, you know. it might be a weird like cover of a Ramones song. They've turned into something about Santa or just like whatever, you know, like it's goofy, weird, you know, covers and just weird things like that.
So you're not listening to Bing Crosby?
Not so much. I mean, I put some of that on for the kids because I want them to like know that music. Right. But also, having worked in retail, I don't think there's a person that worked in retail that loves Christmas music. You know,
well, it's funny because the Christmas music pretty much is dead now. Like the day after Christmas, you don't hear any Christmas music on any of the stations. Now, Christmas commercials, you'll probably still see those. And then the Christmas movies will still play, at least probably through New Year's. But Christmas music is dead. You won't hear anything.
Did you get any good gifts yourself?
I mean, you know, my folks kicked me a couple bucks cash and some stuff like that. I got awesome tickets. One of my friends got me tickets to see Emperor, who's coming up to the Fillmore in May.
Emperor?
That's awesome. Yeah,
is that a heavy metal band?
It is. It's a Norwegian band. They don't come over a lot, so it's a rare chance to see them.
Oh, they must be really good.
They are really good. Yeah, they're probably playing like 6 or 7 dates in the U.S. So it's not like a full like every night tour kind of thing. And
gotcha.
Last time they came around, they played New York last year, and I drove up to New York to go see them. So they're actually playing the DMV this time. So I'm real excited. And
so where do you live?
I live in D.C.
You live in D.C.? So did you open presents with your kids in the morning? Did you have to travel anywhere to a family?
No, all our family lives. We did a lot of Zooms and stuff all day. Okay. We do a lot of that. Both mine and my partner's families are far out of the area. Mine live in Florida and hers live in Texas.
Gotcha.
So
I got to tell you, I was so tired yesterday because of Christmas Eve. And, you know, I was just butt tired yesterday after I watched the first half of the Ravens game. I said, this game was dunsky. Because Houston didn't have any interest in showing up, and the Ravens were so much better in every aspect. So I went up to bed, and I probably fell asleep, JP. I probably fell asleep at 7 last night.
Through the night?
Well, like I said, I
know
sleep,
you wake
I sleep
up sometimes,
hard.
But
my body woke
you didn't
up.
Get out of bed.
I didn't get out of bed.
Starting at 7 p.m. till you came to do the show today.
Valdez, I woke up at 7, or I fell asleep at 7. I probably woke, my body woke up at around 1:30.
That sounds like heaven.
1:30. And I couldn't fall back asleep. So I kind of just, I was on my phone for a little bit and just kind of looking at the ceiling. Got up a couple times just to go to the bathroom. But yeah, I was asleep by 7, slept hard probably for 5 hours, maybe 6. And then... And got up.
Did you get any good gifts?
Nah, but I didn't ask for anything.
Yeah, I didn't ask for anything either. Valdez, did you get anything that stood out besides your scratchers?
Well, I sent golf shoes to my parents for them to wrap up for me to open on Christmas.
So you got to open your own golf
shoes.
Yeah,
I opened my own gift.
I did that with my nose hair trimmer.
Yeah, so, I mean, so golf shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Golf
I got
balls.
This hoodie that I'm wearing, just a regular beige hoodie.
Yeah.
I got to sell a giant gift card for $25.
Oh, to go grocery shopping?
Yeah, go grocery shopping.
I'll get you like 2 items.
I know.
Yeah, Dylan got me a Home Depot gift card.
Uh-huh.
I got a Texas Roadhouse gift card because that's my favorite chain restaurant ever.
That's good.
I got like an Under Armour workout shirt from Kelsey.
This nothing special.
Yeah.
Isabella from her Santa's Workshop got, growing up, and I don't know if Cracker Barrel still has it, but growing up, there used to be a place in Bowie called the Dutch Pantry. It was attached to the Holiday Inn.
I remember that
It was
place.
Kind of a poor man's IHOP.
Yeah.
They used to have those games with the pegs, the triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And you would, like, you're a genius if you can eliminate all the pegs by jumping them. And then, so I got one of those from Isabella, which I've never been able to, I think, achieve genius status.
Right.
But I guess I could try it. It's
the only thing I get from, well, my mother-in-law always gets me something, but she'll get me a bottle of something, either wine or liquor, or she got me a bottle of Tito's. But she gave me she gives me candles because I love candles. Mm-hmm. I have candles all over the house. I light them all the time. I just love them. But I told my wife I don't want anything. I told the girls I don't want anything. They each got me something small, but it's like I said, it's all about what they get.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we stepped it up a little bit. We got a couple of nice gifts for them, and then they got some cash. But the days of looking forward to opening presents are way gone for me.
Yeah, I mean, somebody can surprise you with something that's cool. Sounds like Chris got a cool gift at the concert.
Yeah.
I'm more about experiences than gifts.
I agree.
I mean, if I could have, you know, waved a magic wand, and maybe next year I'll do it. A lot of my friends are going away like this week. like going away for New Year's. Got my buddy Eric's going to Disney. Got another friend, I think, that was going to Florida. You guys are going to Florida.
Yeah. Marco Island.
Yep. I think that's what I'd prefer to do. A lot of my family's in Puerto Rico. So that's not a bad spot to go to during the holidays.
Correct.
Because you get nice weather. Yep. A little more expensive to travel this time of year.
It is.
But that would be what I'm into. I'm more into the experiences.
Good.
All right, let's open up the Junkie Sports space because there were a couple of NFL games. By the way, the poll right now is you can vote at Junks Radio, the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made super smooth. Love throughout the DMV. It's overwhelmingly NFL.
Good.
What did you watch on Christmas Day? 62% NFL.
Wow. I would have thought higher.
Well, there's the option of both, right?
Yeah.
So NBA.
What did just NBA get?
Just NBA, which is what Chris did.
Okay. 15%.
Chris doesn't have Netflix.
10%?
All right. Chris doesn't have Netflix.
Right.
I just found this out. He's a Phoenix Suns fan.
Okay.
Used to live in Phoenix. So.
All right. Did they win? I don't even know if they won.
They did.
Okay. Booker didn't play, right?
I don't know because I had to go to sleep early because I was working the Junkies this morning and that was the late game last night. So yeah. I didn't really get to watch it. But
I don't think Booker played, but go
so
ahead.
I should preface this. NFL 64%. Neither NFL or NBA, like you're just watching Christmas movies, spending family time, is 18%.
Mm.
So that's already, do the math, it's 82%.
Mm-hmm.
14% watch both. Only 4% watch just NBA.
Just wow.
But if you even include both and NBA, only 18% watch the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And I know LeBron, apparently after the game, now I didn't stay up to watch that. I'll be honest, I watched 5 minutes of NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Like the NFL games suck so bad that I was like, all right, let's check out what's going on in the NBA game. And I clicked on it when Dallas was playing. They were already down 20 and Luka was hurt.
I know. We might he might be out for a while.
Yeah, calf strain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that could be 3 weeks, a month.
2 to 4 weeks usually.
So our over is dicey. I know they're 19 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get to 50 wins, but I don't know if we're gonna get that.
Yeah.
For our total.
But regardless of what LeBron says, the NFL is gonna own this day if they play on Christmas Day again.
Well, I'd assume they would.
I would think so.
Right.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Tell us what you watch, what maybe you got for Christmas. Let's open up the Junkie Sports page.
All right, but real quick about the Netflix thing, and we'll talk about the games. Netflix paid $150 million to have the two games on for Christmas Day, which is a big deal. I mean, it's a lot of money. Now, I guess they don't need ratings. They just need buys, right? So I wonder how many people actually bought Netflix, which – I pay like $23 a month. Did they increase the price just for this NFL package? I assume they did. If you wanted to just buy Netflix just for the two games, what do you think it was?
I don't know, but then there were commercials.
Yeah.
So they were making money off commercials,
yeah,
too.
They did. But it doesn't matter what the games did. Like, it doesn't matter that there were blowouts. If they got the buys, that's what they want.
No.
And I'm just wondering if they increase the prices. So all those Ravens fans that don't have Netflix, like the thousands of Ravens fans that don't have Netflix, I'm sure they purchased it.
Well, no, because if you're in the area, it was on a WJZ.
Yep. Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So you didn't need the Netflix. So if you're in the local markets, you didn't need it. Okay.
Right.
All right, well, either or, if you're a Ravens fan, you don't live in Baltimore, I wonder what they charged.
We talked about this on Tuesday. I think people are somehow sleeping on the Kansas City Chiefs.
I know. And they shouldn't.
Like, they showed a graphic during the game of the teams that haven't scored 30 points this season.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was the Patriots, maybe the Jaguars. It was two awful teams and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why we're maybe sleeping on them, is because they're not really, I mean, I would say this was a blowout. But by and large, they're not really blowing people out. 100%. They're not putting up these huge points.
Right.
But they got one loss.
Their defense has been really good, holding teams down. I mean, yesterday they go right down the field in their opening possession. They score, miss the extra point, but they score. And then the Steelers, they punted. They punted, and then they go right down the field again. And
they had a good punt return.
Good punt return.
Position.
And it's 13-0.
Yep. Then the Steelers got in position to score, and Russ threw an interception.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was on on the broadcast, they tried to make it seem, well, Pickens didn't run his route.
It was a terrible pass, though. But Pickens, it had no shot of being completed.
If Pickens runs the go route, the safety comes to him, and then it's open.
Yeah.
But it was just a different class. That was the Steelers are going to make the playoffs.
Yep.
They've lost three in a row now.
Correct.
And why have they lost three in a row? Well, they've played really good teams, right?
They played.
So you've seen the class of team that the Pittsburgh Steelers are. They're a good team. But they're kind of like the Washington Commanders, right? They can beat just about anybody, but when they actually play the big boys, they played the Eagles, the Ravens, and Chiefs in the last three games, they've lost.
And they've scored a total of 40 points in those three losses. And we did say before the game, we said it on Tuesday, that, look, they're a different offense without Pickens. Pickens was back. I got to think Mike Tomlin, and you could see it on a lot of the players' faces, they're just pissed off about how they've been playing, especially in that game. And I got to think Mike Tomlin is considering a quarterback change. It's just natural because Russell Wilson has turned the ball over a few times in these losses, and he did it yesterday. He certainly did it in the Raven game with that pick six and the fumble.
What are they gonna do? They're not going to go back to Justin Fields.
Why wouldn't they? They could.
Really?
Why wouldn't they? Russell Wilson is not playing well enough, and Mike Tomlin doesn't care about that. If Mike Tomlin feels like it's a better team and a better offense with Justin Fields, I could see him. I'm not saying he's going to do it, but I guarantee he's pondering it. And, you know, they've already clinched a playoff spot, but they're going to be playing on the road. And they just have not been playing very well offensively.
I'm looking at the Eagles game, which started their losing streak. He threw for 128 yards.
Yeah.
Then against the Ravens, 217, two touchdowns, but he had a pick six.
And a fumble.
And then this game against the Chiefs.
Oh, he was awful.
205 yards with the pick.
And he was holding the ball a bunch. I mean, he wouldn't throw the ball away. He was sacked four or five times.
Well, let's see what they do against the Bengals. Because the Bengals have a terrible defense. That's how they're going to close their season.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that when you are losing like you're losing and your quarterback is, and it's not all the quarterback, but I mean, he's a major part of it, and he's not playing well and he's turned the ball over. I mean, it's not like Fields isn't capable of winning you a game or two. I think he probably is. Now, going on the road in the playoffs, different story, especially because you'll be playing against some of the best teams. But I got to think Mike Tomlin's thinking about it. He doesn't care what your name is.
Overall, Russ is 15 touchdowns with just five picks.
Yeah, but he's been playing awful. 15 touchdowns is not good.
All right, we'll come back, take your calls, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Open line Thursday here on the Junkies, your chance to steer the show. Be right back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 on an open line Thursday. Baldy will join us coming up at 7:20. He was at the last Commanders game. We'll start diving into Commanders-Falcons.
Mm-hmm. Biggie.
But on Open Line Thursday, it is your chance to steer the show. Let's go to Rockville. Devin, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Dev, you there, buddy?
I'll try and put him on hold here.
All right.
Let's try Ben, who's in Silver Spring.
Ben, you there, buddy?
Nope, having some phone issues.
Okay. Are you doing
it
right?
On old, yeah, I mean, right. I did it right the other day. All right. All I got to do is hit. Here's the thing. You click on the green button.
That's what I would think. It's very
green
simple.
Means go. We'll try and figure that out.
All right. So just kind of talking about the, you know, we broke down the Chiefs game. By the way, getting back to the Chiefs Steelers real quick. It really is incredible what Patrick Mahomes has been able to do. I mean, obviously got multiple rings, but if you just kind of look at his numbers, and he was fantastic yesterday. Because they couldn't run the ball. And, you know, they ran for 69 yards. It was all Mahomes and the defense. You know, they had Pittsburgh gave him short fields. But Kansas and Mahomes has been just unbelievable. He was 29 for 38 for 320 and a couple and three touchdowns. But if you look at his overall numbers, he's got 88 or maybe 89 career wins now and almost 40 in the last 3 years. So they're 15-1. They're going to be the number one seed. They get the bye in the first round. They'll be the host throughout the playoffs.
Did you watch the post game locker room scene?
Was Andy that Andy Reid dressed up as Santa? Yeah, I didn't see it, but I heard about
right.
it.
Right.
But he's also, think about this. He's 15-3 in the postseason. He's got 41 touchdowns and just 8 picks.
Two of those losses are to Brady?
two of them are, I think so. Yeah, I think so. But think about that. He's got 88 or 89 wins as a pro in the regular season. Now add 15 more for the postseason. He's just, I mean, he just puts up stupid numbers. And like you said, it's not like the Chiefs are scoring 40 points a week or even 35. They're scoring less than 30. But when he needs to get it done, he gets it done.
They know how to get it done. Defense is really good. I saw somebody break it down quite simply. They have a great quarterback. They have a great head coach. They have a great defensive coordinator.
They've got a great system. Yeah, it's all about the system.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's try this.
All right.
Devin is in Rockville, line 3. Devin, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, buddy.
There we go.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good, boss. So this is what I want to say, right? We were supposed to be in a rebuild year, correct? So it's just amazing how, like, we lose our first game, go on a four-game winning streak, then lose to Baltimore, which is a Super Bowl contending team. We end up being 7-2 Monday night. We are back. We was the underdogs. Nobody counted us out. Everybody counted us out against Cincinnati. We win. Yeah, we get the Hail Mary, but I believe, you know, good teams, the ball, luck, football gods happen to be on your side.
Sure.
I've been on our side for 20-plus years, guys. I'm 35 years old. And the only time I even was this ecstatic about my team was RG3's rookie year.
Mm-hmm.
But it appalls me because I feel like we still don't get the correct national media. Every time they talked about this Eagles game, it was, oh, yeah, Jalen Hurts was in there, then they would have got blown out. But it's like, what is the bigger picture? The bigger picture is 5 touchdowns on that defense. You know what I'm saying? Because who to say if Jalen Hurts never got hurt? You can't say they would have continued to do what they did. We could have corrected that, and they still could have stopped them. It's just like, but then
I mean, it might have been a different game, but yes, you need to credit what Washington did.
Yeah.
They caught some breaks. Like this is what I said the other day, right? When you point out what potentially was the biggest play of the game, the drop from DeVonta Smith, because DeVonta Smith catches that pass from Kenny Pickett. First of all, he might score a touchdown.
Right.
Even if he goes down, probably time expires, right? Mm-hmm. So you catch a break there. But that's not a given that you're going to score in the next drive. Jaden Daniels led them down the field, and with 10 seconds left, throws a great touchdown pass to Jamison Crowder. You have to credit Jaden Daniels and the Commanders' offense. They overcame 5 turnovers and put up 36 points against the best defense in the league.
The national media was all over Detroit when Jared Goff did it. They don't give us the same amount of respect. And look at the Chiefs, man. The Chiefs are 15-1, and everybody talk about how they never spread. But they just win, man. And that's what it's about. It's not about style points. It's not about none of that, man. We've been battling adversity all through the season. We lost to a garbage Dallas Cowboys team at that moment because Dallas does look better since then. But we lost to them, and that was bad. But Who forget? Yeah, it was the Carolina Panthers, but Devin,
I think that the other teams are getting more shine because you brought this up with Kansas City, because Detroit does just have a far better record than Washington, and they're rolling through people.
And they're one of two games that was on Netflix. Yeah. Of course, they're going to talk about them.
Yeah.
And what is Devin talking about? Dan Orlovsky spent 3 minutes gushing over Jaden Daniels and the team. CBS Sports has a like an A+ grade for the command. Like, what more do you need?
I think he has a little bit of a inferiority complex. The reality is they're the 7 seed right now. They're the 7 seed.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're getting deserved amount of respect.
I was going to say, I think they're getting enough respect nationally. It kind of depends on what you're looking at and what you're reading. But you're right. I mean, if you're watching ESPN, believe me, they were talking about Jaden Daniels.
I know. You think they were not talking about Jaden Daniels on Monday?
Yes, they were. They were.
They were.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's just, if I was a huge Commanders fan, I'd be fine with everything. You know what? Let them just sit back and do their thing. Don't put a lot of pressure on them nationally. Like you said, they're going to be the 7 seed. They're going to be playing on the road. They're not going to
be a 6 seed.
Could be a 6. They're not going to be a favorite. Just enjoy what you're getting. Yep. And you could get 11 or 12 wins this year as compared to last year, last few years. They were just dreadful. I would just enjoy it.
It's good to Ben in Silver Spring on
line
1.
Don't get bitter, old Dev.
Ben, what's going on?
Merry Christmas, boys. I got something to complain about today, and it has to do with Netflix. And look, I got a little bit older TV, so the app can't be updated. So what I do is I watch it on the phone, but apparently there's a rule, either NFL or Netflix or both, that you can't cast to another device for live streaming events. And that sort of pisses me off. I get it. I get it. We're going to pay-per-view for everything. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I had to either watch it on my phone, or I couldn't, or that was it. I couldn't watch it on the big screen.
You need a new TV.
You guys have
you need
any
new TV. They're cheap
well,
now.
Yeah, but you know what? Hang on a minute. These TVs are made to last for over 20 years and still give you at least 1920x10, you know, good resolution and things like that. So that means, you know, I just think it sucks. You're paying for all this stuff anyway, and I don't understand why they can't let you cast. And the question is, the reason I called this morning is it something that I was screwing up as a user, or do you know, does NFL or Netflix have a rule about casting live streaming events? I heard the
I'm
latter.
I'm not sure about that, to be honest.
I don't think that's an NFL rule. I think it's a Netflix rule. I'm pretty sure.
You can never cast Netflix? I think you can.
And
you're saying you can't during NFL?
I don't know if that's an NFL rule or if it's just a Netflix thing.
Got you.
Yeah. But I'm not sure.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in on an open line. Thursday Junkies hanging out here the day after Christmas. Happy Hanukkah to those that are celebrating. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.